Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Lewis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lewis. Keltner moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Masterson reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Masterson moves to third. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Masterson scores. Yost moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Brian Stevens now pitching. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spence moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Masterson for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. Lewis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lewis. Robinson scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gordon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman bunts towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. Hegan scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 8-2, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. It's 13-2, Indians. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0-for-0 in the game. Kleiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn pinch hits for Milo Candini. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kleiman covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.